Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Tes Zayin, and we are at the last skinny line on daf Tes Vav Amid Beis. So the topic of the daf the last 2 days has been Kisvei HaKodesh. Yesterday, daf Yudal Amid Beis, the Gemara brought a brisa, Sidron Shal Neviim, Sidron Shal Ksuvin, and then the Gemara digressed a little bit to discuss who were the authors of the respective Sifrei Neviim and Sifrei Ksuvin. And the Gemara said, Umi Kasvan, Moshe Kasa, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Sifrei. He wrote, of course, the Chamishei Chumshei Torah, perhaps with the exception of the last 8 Psukim. Uparshas Bilam, he wrote Parshas Bilam. So it's interesting, yesterday we spoke about the Parsha of Bilam and what's unique about it. Why does the Braisa have to single out that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Parshas Bilam? Isn't it one of the Parshias of the Torah? Parshas Balak is one of the Parshias in Sefer Bamidbar. We mentioned the Pnei Yeshua, Misachtes Brachis, and then we mentioned that the Divrei Yoel said, based on a Pasuk in Micha, Schar na mayatz melech Moyov, that there's an idea to remember what melech Moyov did, and there's an idea al pi soid to read the Parsha of Bilam every single day. Today, of course, Parsha's Haman. Today we read Parsha's Haman. Yesterday we were talking about Parsha's Bilam, some idea al pi soid. But the third thing that the Gemara said that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote is the Sefer Iyov. So Sefer Iyov was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, and then the Gemara digressed and mentioned different shittas in the Gemara exactly who Iyov was, when exactly Iyov lived, and that's going to take us right into today's daf, a detailed discussion of the life and times of Iyov. So just a little bit of an introduction. So Sefer Iyov is one of the Sifrei Tanakh, and it begins with Ish Hoya Be'eretz Utz. There was a person who lived in the land of Utz, Iyov Shmoy. V'hoya Isha Hu Tom V'yoshar V'yirei Elokim V'sor Meiro. Iyov was a dahoy ben a mensch, a tom, a yashar, he was a yorei elikim v'sar mirav. Vayivoldu le'shiva banim v'shalosh banis. He also had 10 children. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters. Vayi mikneo, he was also a gvir. Shivas alfei tzoyin, ushleishas alfei gmalim, v'chamesh meyos semet bakar, v'chamesh meyos asoynos, v'avude rabba ma'oid. Vayi isha hu godom mikol b'nei kedem. And the pasuk continues and says that every day his children would go and they would hold this big feast. And Iyov was worried that maybe vayishman yeshurim vayivot, that when they celebrate and they indulge a little bit in Olam Hazeh, maybe it would bring them to turn away from Hashem. So every day Iyov would bring karbonos, and he would daven for his children that everything should work out good. But kitzer, Iyov had it going. Vayi ayoyim, it was that day, says the Targum, Rosh Hashanah. Vayavoyu b'nei elikim l'siyatzav el Hashem, and the Bezin Shalmaila, who judges every single person, kivnei morayim, judged Iyov. Vayavoy kam ha-satan b'soichan, and the satan enters the room. Vayayim Hashem el ha-satan, yayin tovay. Hashem turns to the Satan and he says, where are you coming from? Vayana Satan as Hashem vayoymer, and he told him, Yishut ba'oretz u'mishalich ba. The Gemara is going to dash him exactly what that means. But he says, I was dreinzich in the veld, I was taking a look at all the people. Vayoymer Hashem ala Satan, Hashem tells the Satan, asamta libcha al avdi Iyov. When you went and you inspected and investigated what's going on in the world, did you notice my Evet Iyov? Ki ein kamayu ba'aretz. There's nobody as great as Iyov. Ishtam v'yosha yireli kim v'sar meira. Vayan ha-satan as Hashem. And the satan did what the satan does. Vayoymer, and he says, hachinam yore Iyov elikim. Is it such a grace of kunz that Iyov serves Hashem? Halayata sachta badu v'ad beiser b'kol ha-shaloi misaviv. You gave him everything. Maseyod of beirachto. U'mikneu paratz baratz. Again, the Gemara is going to dash on all these psukim. Ulan, you want to see how great Iyov really is? Let's test him. Shlach no yodcha, v'gaya b'chol ha'shaloi. Why don't you give him some real nisyonis? And we'll see how it's going to play itself out. Vayayim Hashem ala satan, Hashem was persuaded. He told Iyov, hine, kol ha'shaloi biyodecha. If you want, I give you rishus to do whatever you want to any possession that belongs to Iyov. Rak elov, but Iyov himself, his body, al tishlach yotcha. Vayetzi ha-satan mipnei Hashem. The satan got what he wanted. He was very happy. Says the pasuk, Vayi ayoyim ubonav ubnoisav uichlin v'shoysin yayim b'beis achirim ha-bechar. That day, like every day, his sons and his daughters, they were eating and they were drinking wine in the house of the Bechar, of Iyov's Bechar. Umalach bal Iyov, Malach came to Iyov ayoymer, and he tells Iyov, ha-bokar hayu chorshois, says, I have a report to tell you. Your bokar, they were being chayresh. Va'asoynois, and your donkeys, royes al yadeim, they were grazing. That people shva, and people came from the malchus of Sheba. Vatikoche, they stole your bakar, they stole your asoynos. Veshan orim hikul fi charev, and your workers that were attending to them were killed. Vi'imolte rakani, I'm the only servant that survived. Levadi lahagavach. I'm coming to give you this information. As he's finishing telling him the story, another person comes. And he says, Isha likim nafna shemayim. I have something very terrible to tell you. A fire just came down from shemayim. Vativar, and it consumed batsoin, ubanaorim, batrichlim. It took all your sheep and all the naorim that work for your sheep. I'm the only one that survived, and I'm coming to tell it to you. Eve's listening. He's having to process all this. And oidzeh medaber v'zeba. Someone else comes. Vayoymer, and he says, Kazdim samu shlesh roshim. There was a three-headed attack that came from the Kazdim. Vayivshetu ala gmalim, and they took your gmalim, vayikochim, v'sanaorim, hikul v'ichorev, v'imolter rakani levadi lahagiloch. I'm the only person that survived to come and give you this information. Adzeh medaber, before this person had a chance to finish saying what he was saying. Vazeba, someone else came. Vayoymer, and he gives him the straw that broke the camel's back. Your family, your children, your sons and your daughters, they were all sitting together in the same house. In the house of your Bechor, no less. And this unbelievable wind came. And it shook the entire house. It fell down on the Orim Vayamusu, and they all died. And I'm the only person that survived this event, and I'm coming to be the bearer of bad information. Eve listens to everything. He gets up. He tears his mill. He shaves his head. And he bows down. He gives a shtachavot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, Orim Yotzasi mi bet animi. I left my mother's womb, Orim, va'orim ashuv shama. And one day I'm going to be returned. Orum Hashem Nosan Hashem Lokach, the immortal words of Eve, Yishem Hashem Mevoyrach. Bechol Zois, despite everything that happened to Eve in such a short period of time, Lechot to Eve. Eve didn't sin, Vele Nosan Tifle Lelekim. He didn't say anything bad towards Hashem. Vahi Ayoyim. The story is not finished. Vayavoyu Bnei Elikim Lisiatzvel Hashem. It was the next year of Rosh Hashanah, and everybody is standing. The same exchange. Hashem tells the Satan, I came, I was investigating the people in the land. Did you see my Eved Eev? And oh, by the way, after everything that you did to him last year, it was because of you the Gemara is going to darshan. That's what Hashem is telling the Satan. I had to give him the siyonis. I had to give him Yisurim that he didn't deserve. And I did it because you somehow persuaded me to do so. And despite all that, Eve still remained Eve. So the Satan turns to Hashem and he says, it's true, you gave me permission to test Eve, but there were certain rules that I had to abide by. I was told I can't touch Eve. So it's true that Eve, being that his body was able to make it out intact, that's why he was able to maintain his Yirah Shemayim. But it could be that if he would start chepping with his guf, then maybe already it wouldn't be so posh. Ulam shlachna yodcha v'gam el atzmei v'al besorei. We'll see then im loyal penecha yivarchecha. We'll see who he is then. Vayomer al shem al asotan. Hinei biyodecha. It's okay. That's fine. Deal. Go. I give you rishus now to mess with the goof of Eve. Ach es nafshe shemar. But you have to make sure that you keep him alive. Vayetzi asotan meis p'nei Hashem. The Satan left. Hashem vayaches Eve b'shchin ro. Mikaf ragloi ad kad kodoi. Vayikach loi cheres lehizgorit bai buyoyshe b'toich efer. Vatoyme loi ishtoi. And now already he's being tested, Eve. This is already on a whole nother level. And his wife tells him, Uitcha machzik b'tu masecha. Baruch elikim v'mus. Vayoymer al leo. Kedaber achas anavolis titaberi, games hatoiv nekabel meyesel lekim, vesara loy nekabel, bechol zois, despite all that, lechote Eve besvasov. Eve wasn't chote besvasov, the Gemara is going to dash him again in today's naps, that besvasov lechote, but at this point already, beliboy, he starts questioning. Then the pasuk continues and says, vayishmu shloishes rei Eve. Eve had three very, very close friends, as kol ara zois, the Gemara is going to say that nobody had friends like Eve's friends, and they come and they do a spot with him. Vayavayu ishmim kaim. Elifaz atemani uvildad hashuchi v'tsoifer hanamasi vayevadu yachdav lovigladu delanachemoy. They spent 7 days with him. They were mishtatev in the sar, and really from there until the end of Sefer Eiv is a philosophical discussion between Eiv and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eiv and his friends trying to make sense of exactly what happened. Here you have a person who was a Yorei Elikim, who had been doing everything right, And it seems, just from the simple reading of the story, that Hashem tested him for no reason, just to see whether he would be able to maintain his madrigas despite the fact that he would have to go through nisyonos. And of course, Eiv is the semel, it's the symbol of the concept of when bad things happen to good people, tzaddik, viravo, yisurim, shalahava, it all flows in the biblical sense from the book of Eiv. So there's a lot of philosophy, a lot of hashkofa. It's very, very heavy. Even the Pshutei Shemikra, just reading through the psukim, are very difficult. Rabbi Nathan gave me a book that Shimon Schwab wrote on Sefer Eiv. So I was just looking at the Hakdom a little bit. So he says that Rashi and Chumash quotes psukim in Eiv, I think 270 times. So the psukei Eiv are quoted throughout the Torah Shabbal Peh by the Rishonim, a lot of important psukim, but really very, very difficult psukim. Regardless, today's daf, Bava Basra, daf Tez Vav, into Bava Basra, daf Tez Zayin, is a detailed discussion of these psukim that we just read, the basic story of Eiv. Incidentally, it's just worth mentioning, at the end of the story, at the very end of Sefer Eiv, Hashem realizes that Eiv was able to withstand all his nisyonos, and Hashem gives him bracha. Not only did he give him bracha, he gave him kiflayim mikol chatzer, that whereas Eiv had lost 7 sons, he got back 14 sons, and he got back kefil kiflayim. So Eiv had it, and then he lost everything, and then he got everything again. Regardless, so we saw in yesterday's daf a whole discussion of who Eiv was. And the spectrum is very wide-ranging. Was Eiv a Yid? Was Eiv an Eina Yehudi? Did he live in the times of Moshe? Maybe he lived in the times of Achashverosh. One man, the Amar, said that Eiv was Yaakov Avinu's Eden. He was married to Dina Bas Paret. Reb Mendel Bolzum sent me an email, told me to take a look in the Targum, Eiv, Perek Beis, one of the psukim we just read, Vatemele Ishtoi, says the Targum, the Amaris Le Dina Itzai. Dina, the Targum goes with that pshat in the Gemara, that Eiv was married to Dina Bas Paret. But regardless, the story has an eternal message. And on that note, Zok to Gemara, Vayibayoyim, Vayivoyim, it was Rosh Hashanah, and the Bnei Aleikim were standing al Hashem. Bezdin Shal Maila. Vayovay Gam Hasatan Mesoich B'Yemer. Hashem Al Hasatan. Hashem tells the Satan, Me'ayin Tavay. Where are you coming from? Vayan Hasatan. And the Satan says, he was investigating, he was looking, and at all the different people in the world. I'm the fun of. The Satan told Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Shatati B'Chol Olam Kulay, V'Lo Matzasi Neman Ka'avdecha Avram. He told Hashem that I looked all over the world and I couldn't find anyone that's as great as Avram. Shal Mar Taloi, to whom you told, Kul Nisalech Ba'aretz La'orka U'Lerachba. So the greatest person that I saw, said the Satan, is Avram Avinu. V'afilu hachi, v'shashu le'matza malkim likvar Sarah. And you want to know how great Avram Avinu was? That even when it came time for Avram Avinu to bury Sarah, Achekona bedalad mei shekel kesef lehirach midaisecho. He had a bayit and the bnei ches fadreda makop, and still he overcame the nesayin, and he never questioned you. So Avram Avinu, he's the greatest person that I saw. Incidentally, I think this Gemara is a shtickle makar to Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah famously says in his pirush on Pirkei Avos that the 10th Nisayin that Avram Avinu had was not the Nisayin of the Akedah. We all think it's the Nisayin of the Akedah. Rabbeinu Yonah says it's not the Nisayin of the Akedah. The 10th Nisayin was the Nisayin with the Bnei Ches. And Kamek Kulmasim the Shtabru, all the pulpit rabbis have been trying to figure out why exactly that would be a greater Nisayin than the Nisayin of the Akedah. But that's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. The greatest Nisayin that Avram Avinu had was the dealings that he had with Ephraim, with the Bnei Ches, when it came time to bury Sarah. This Gemara is very mashma that way. What did the Satan tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He told him, the greatest person I saw was Avram. Why? What was so great about him? Shalai mokta mokim likvar Sarah, achakana bedalad mea shekel kasev, and lahir acham idai secha. This is the greatest in the slain. Why didn't he mention the slain of the Akedah? It's mashma, this was even greater. Vayem Hashem ala Satan, Hasam chalipcha ala Avdi Eiv. Hashem tells the Satan, Avram Avinu is gvaldik, but did you see Eiv? Ki ein kamayu baritz. I'm Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said, Godel hanemer bi Eiv, yoysim imashe. Nema Bavram, the way the Torah describes Eiv is even greater than when the Torah describes Avram. Dilu Bavram ksiv ki atu yadaf ki yirei elikim ato. Avram Avinu was a yirei elikim. Ubi Eiv ksiv ishtam v'yashar yirei elikim v'sar meira. Mai v'sar meira. What does v'sar meira mean? Amar Abba Bar Shmuel, Eiv vatrim b'mamoynoi. Eiv was great when it came to his money. Min hogesh aloylam. A person gives a chatzi pruta to the chenveni. Eiv, vitrim mishaloi. So what does that mean? So let's see Rashi inside. Second to last Rashi in the Yom. Mishi yeshloi melocha muetes lasis. Somebody does a small job for somebody else. Oimer lepoil, chatzi pruta. He may tell him, I'm going to give you a half a pruta. The question is, how do you get a half a pruta? The smallest amount of money is the pruta. So how do you get the half of pruta? They go to the chenveni. V'nikne b'pruta kikar e'beitza. And they buy something for a pruta, a kikar, a beitza, v'nachlik. And then they split. V'iyav vitra l'chatzi hasheni m'shaloi. Iyav wasn't a nickel and a dimer. V'noysen l'kol ha'pruta. He would give him the entire pruta. Shayura be'enav l'taktek b'dover kal she'enoi moment. Either way, Eve, on top of everything, he was even a vatron bimamoyim. So the sultan turns to Hashem and he says, Achinam yore Eve alikim. Is it such a kunz that Eve fears Hashem? So one of the things it mentions there that Eve was zeichatu was masa yada beirachto. What does that mean? I'm not sure about Yitzchak. Anyone that took a pruta from Eve, so if Eve gave you a dollar, mizbarech. Bracha came with that. Mayu mikneu paratz ba'aretz. What does that mean? Amr beis Reb Chanina. Mikneu shal iyov, the flak of iyov, partsu gidrei shal oylam. It operated shaloi kederach hateva. Minoge shal oylam zeivin hargeneso izin. The wolves attack and eat the goats. Mikneu shal iyov was just the opposite. Izim hargeneso zeivin. His izim were so strong that they can kill the zeivin. It's a gemara. That Reb Chanina ben Doisim, Masechtas Tainis, that says something like this. That's what Eve was like. Ulam shlach no, vega b'chol ha'shaloi, em lo yal ponecho, yivarchecho. So the Satan tells Hashem, if we want to see who Eve really is, we're going to have to test him. Let's give him a test. If you want, you can touch anything that belongs to Eve. But he himself is off limits. Mentioned them in the same breath. Rashi says everything is going to happen so fast. The Yom Heroyon and the Yom Aleda is going to happen on the same day. Here too, the bakar were plowing and the donkeys were grazing all at the same day. What was plowed was already grazed by Bayoin. He was zeicha to a divine intervention that was on a level of me'ein olam haba. Oidze medaber v'zeh bo v'ayoy me'ish olikim v'goymer. Oidze medaber v'zeh bo v'ayoy me'ir kazdim samu shloish roshem ha'yivshtu ala gmala v'yikach v'goym. Oidze medaber v'zeh bo v'ayoy me'ir banecho b'nei secha oichlam v'shoi sinyayim v'vei sachim ha'bechor. V'nei ruach g'doy lobo me'ivar ha'midbar v'ayiga ba'ar b'pino yisabayis v'ayipal ala na'orim v'goymer. V'ayoko mi'ev, so he gets one messenger, another messenger, another messenger. He finds that his entire life just fell apart. So what was Eve's reaction? He got up. He tore his meal. He got up. This was round two. Tavoy, Vayana Satan is Hashem, Vayomer Mishut Ba'aretz. I'm a Lefanov. Same exact exchange. Ribbono Shel Olam, Shachtiti B'chalo Ilam. I looked all over the world. I didn't find anyone on the level of Avram Shematli that whom you told. Kum Hisalich Ba'aretz L'Arku L'Rachba Kilchat Neno U'Bishosh B'Kishlik Bar Sara. And when it came time to bury Sara, Le'Matzam Makim L'Kayvra. V'Le'Hir Achavi De'Secha. He didn't question you. Vayomer Hashem Al Satan. Hasam Tolibchal Avdi Yev. So again, Hashem tells the Satan, did you see Eve? Ki ein kamayu ba'aretz v'goymer. And not just that, v'oidenu machzik bitumasi, and he's still strong, despite the fact that we tested him. V'atisiseni b'ylev alechinam, and despite the fact that you coerced me into swallowing him up for no reason. Amr Rabbi Yochanan said, il mole mikra kasev, were it not for the fact that the Torah made that comment, I efshe la'omroi. We would never be able to say something like that. It sounds like Hashem did something that he really didn't want to do. He was talked into it. Hashem, Kaviyachu, was talked into doing something he didn't want to do. But that's what the Pasuk seems to say. And Rabbi Yochanan was so taken aback by that comment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmai made, and he said, "Umalim mikra kasov." We would never be able to say something like that. B'masnisa tana, a brisa elaborated a little bit on the way that the satan operates. Tana, yoredu masa. First, he goes down, he descends onto olam hazeh, and he gets people to do averis. Va'ila umargis. Then he goes up to Hashem and he says, "Do you see the averis that the people did?" And then noitel rishos for noitel rishama. And then he convinces Hashem to punish that person, and he's the one that goes ahead and he executes the punishment. So it's a full service, essentially, what the Satan does. Vayana Satan as Hashem vayomer, oir ba'ad oir, v'chol ha'shel ish yitim ba'ad nafshoi, ulam shlachno yotcha v'gam al atzmoi, ve'el besorei im loy ponecho yivarchecho. So what does Satan tell Hashem? He says, it's true we tested Eve, but we didn't test him with his goof. We test him with everything else he has. Let's see what happens then. It's fine, you can do whatever you want. Two, Eev, but you have to make sure that you keep him alive. Vayetzi ha-satam ez p'nei Hashem, vayachas Eev. Om Rabbi Yitzchak, koshet tzare shel satan, yoyse mishal Eev. The job that the satan had to do was more difficult than the nesoyin that Eev had. Moshal le'evet sh'omale rabbi shvar chavis. Imagine, a master tells his evet, I want you to break this barrel of wine, but Shmoyer say, yeah, make sure nothing happens to the wine. So how in the world was he supposed to do this? He had a job that he had to break Eev. He had to rise him to shticker, but make sure that he was going to stay alive. How is he going to stay alive? Because Sofer says, a different there here. Rakis nafshech shmor, what Hashem was telling him was, you have to make sure that he retains his Yishuv Hadas. Because if a person has so much Yisurin, and he loses his Yishuv Hadas, then he's already a bechina of an oinus. And he's pachim in a mitzvahs. And we can't judge him anymore. And we can't punish him anymore. So the Satan had a job to break Eve to a point where he would at least still have free will to maintain his sanity and for him to maintain his ability to be able to have a proper perspective for everything that was going on. Kasha tzarish al satan. That's a very difficult task. Amar Reish Lakish said, who's satan? Who yetzer hara? Who malach hamaf? It's all the same person. Just wears different hats. Who's satan? Dechsev. Vayetze hasatan me'es p'nei Hashem. Who yetzer hara? Ksiv hasam rak ra. It says over here, Rak is nafshei shmar. Hashem used the word Rak, which is a word that we find regarding the Yetzirah. And Rak, Elav al tishlach yotcha, hu malach hamoves, tichzivach es besorei shmar. Hashem told the Satan, make sure you don't kill him. Since when is the Satan authorized to kill people? Oh, it must be that the Satan's the malach hamoves. It's actually something that he's licensed to do. Thus, you see from here, hu Satan, hu malach hamoves. The Satan and Pnina were both mechaven l'shem shemayim. Satan, given the chazak Kadosh Baruch Hu, did not eat Basa Eev, when the Satan saw that Kadosh Baruch Hu was going away from Eev, Omar, he said, Chas v'sholem minshile l'rach minuse davra. So that's why he wanted Eev to be tested, because it was making Avram look bad. He wanted Avram to be greater than Eev. Penina, how do you know that Penina was mitzayer, chana l'shem shemayim? Of course, we know Penina from the beginning of Sefer Shmuel, where Penina and Chana were both tzarois. Penina had a large family, Chana in Bonim, she didn't have any children, and Penina used to rate son Chana. She would say, you have no children, look at what I have, look at my nachas, look at everything I have. And Chazal say that she did it all Hashem Shemaim. Of course, at the end, Penina ended up being punished. And Chan Shmulevitz has a whole sikha that when you mitzayir a person, even if you mitzayir the person L'Hashem Shemaim, still that's what happens. They say a word from the Kotzke Rebbe. The Kotzke said, how do you know that Penina was mechavan L'Hashem Shemaim? He said, V'lazar rishis could only come from L'Hashem Shemaim. Very deep. But either way, Darsha Reb Acher Bar Chanina b'Papunia Osa Sata Nashkilakar. The Satan went and he kissed Eev. The pasuk says that even after the second round of nesiyonos that Eev got, still loychata Eev. Omar Rava b'svasav loychata, but beliba loychata. It was only b'svasav. He didn't verbally say anything bad towards Hashem, but beliba already he was starting to question things. My Omar, what did he say? Eretz nitna biyad resha. He said the following pasuk. Eretz nisna biyad resha. Where's the pasuk? Eretz nisna biyad resha. Pnei sheftel yichase im loy efoy mihu. What did he mean to say? Amar Rava bikesh iyov lahafich kahara alpia. He was starting to question who really was in control of the world. That's what Eev was questioning. It's true. There are psukim in Sefer Eev that would seem to suggest that. But Chalila, Eev was questioning the ways of Hashem. What Eev was questioning was, he realized that the Satan had certain powers, and he thought that maybe the Satan was abusing his powers. As if Hashem delegated certain things to certain ministers, one of whom is the Satan. And the Satan maybe has a right, he has certain flexibility in what he could do, and he's a beauty. But chas v'sholem, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu do that? No way in the world. The Gemara says, Ketanoi. Rabbi Lezer said, he wanted to take the Ka'ara and flip it on its face. Rabbi Yeshua said, no way. Dibar Iyav, Elo Klapi Satan. It's brought down b'shem the Vilna Goyen, that the Vilna Goyen said a funny muscle that the Gemara uses. Amar Rava, Bikesh Iyav, Lahafich Ka'ara Piyo. He started questioning Ki'ilu, the ways of Hashem, and the mussel for that is, he wanted to take the plate and turn it upside down. So the Goyen said that once upon a time, there was a king, and he had a servant that used to serve him. The servant is coming with the hot soup, and he tells the melech, kitzachtik, and he puts the ladle in the soup, and a little bit of the soup falls on top of the king. The king got very, very angry, and he was about to lose it. And the Eved noticed that he was about to lose it. So the Eved quickly took the soup, and he poured the whole soup on top of the king. Naturally, they took him, they incarcerated him, and they put him on death row. As he's about to be hung, the king is standing there, and the king asks this person, number one, do you realize what you did? He said, of course. He said, but va'oid, what were you thinking? You spilled a little bit. You saw how angry I started to get. So you're going ahead now, and you spilled the entire soup on me. He says, I want to explain something to you. I saw that you were going to put me in jail, and you were going to kill me for the little bit of soup that I spilled. And I thought to myself, what are people going to say when they hear that a servant was killed because he poured a little bit of soup on the king? They're going to say, this king is a madman. He's a lunatic. He's crazy. The bezoyin ha-malchus that's going to come about as a result of that would be unbelievable. So to protect your dignity and your malchus, I took the whole thing, I dumped it on you. So like this, when they kill me, they'll say, at least he's doing something that the person deserves. But the Vilna Goyen gezogt, Iyav was an ish, he was a tzaddik, he was a tamim, he was a yasher. He was a tzaddik yisoy doylem. And now all of a sudden Hashem's punishing him, and it makes no sense. What's going on? Iyav was worried. Eve was afraid that people are going to start questioning the ways of Hashem. And people are going to start saying, how you talking, what's going on? You see, you could be a perfect person, you could be a rabbi and a tzaddik, and still bad things could happen. So Eve, when he was mahapich the ka'ara, he started questioning the ways of Hashem. He started saying things that Eve never meant, that didn't pass for Eve. So at least when he has his yisurim, people will say, of course Eve got. You've got what he deserved, but Chalila Hashem would never punish a person that doesn't deserve to be punished. V'ru'uyin ha'dvarim l'misha amram. Am Rabbi Yitzchak said, Al ta'itcha ki lo yersha ve'im yodcha matzah. Amar Rav, Bikish Iyav lifter es kolayim kulam adin. Iyav wanted to exempt the entire world from the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Lefanef, he said as follows, Ribayim shalayim, barasa shor parsois of stukais. You created a shor who has split hooves. Barasa chamor, parsois of klutais. He has closed hooves. Barasa ganedim, barasa gehen, barasa tzadikim, barasa risham. Mi me'akev al yotcha. And the Rishonim explained what Eve essentially was saying was that a person doesn't have a chira. A person doesn't have free will. Maya hadru lechaber de Eve. What did Eve's friends respond to him? Af ato, tofer yira, v'sigra sicha lefnei akel. That barak kodesh baruch hu yetzahara. It's not true. A person does have free will. How do you overcome your Yetzirah? Hashem created the Yetzirah and borrowed the Torah Tavlin. All a person really has to do is learn Torah. And if a person learns Torah, with his limit at Torah, he'll be able to overcome his Yetzirah. It's Yadua that when the Musar movement was making its way through Europe, so Reb Chaim Brisker didn't embrace the Musar movement. They asked him, why not? Don't Yeshiva Bachim have to work on themselves, work on their midos, do things that will put them in a position that they'll be able to overcome the Yetzirah? Why are you ignoring the entire Musar movement? So he told them that it's true there's a place for Musar, but at the same time, Chazal say, Barasa Yetzirah, Barasa Torah Tavla. So how do you reconcile the two things? On the one that it sounds like all you have to do is learn Torah. Do the daf and you're fine. And then it says, no way. Musar, Yaskula Yema Misa, Yikra Kriya Shema. So which one is it? Reb Chaim gezogt, I said, that's face start and mention. You have a healthy person, and you have a person that's nebuchadnezzar. A person that's healthy goes to the doctor. The doctor will tell him, exercise, eat well, maintain your health, and everything is going to be okay. But what happens if somebody is a chayla? Then he needs to take medication. He may need treatment. He may need something to get him better. So Reb Chaim said, a gesunde mensch, maintenance is barasi yitzahara, barasi teret tavlin. He says, Anachinami, once a person is spiritually not well, then he may need some intervention to make him better. That's Musar, that's Yaskul Yemamisa, that's Yikra Kriyashma, Reb Chaim Gezok, by uns in Yeshiva, mezen in gesunde Menschen. we're gezot. I heard this from Yeshua and Chumashir. Mezene gezot, he says, we don't need, for us it's enough, for us yetzahara, for us a teret tavlin, we don't have to learn Musar. Darash Rava, we just have to do the daf. May dechsev birchas oived alai tavoy, velev almona arnin. Birchas oived alai tavoy, again, one of the ambiguous psukim in Sefer Iyev. Well, I'm going to show you guys also the Yisayim. Iyev used to steal fields from Yisoyimim, umashpicha, he would make it better, umachzir lehem, then he would return it. You have to know why he's not a goinav al manas lemekat. So there's a lomdisha component to this gemara. But v'leiv almana, aron in the chalechad have a almana, do they have a nasfila? If there was an almana that people didn't want to marry, have a ozel shadish mei love, Eve would go and he would say, oh, she's my cousin, so that now when Eve's name was associated with her, people suddenly wanted to marry her. Lu shakel yishakel kasi vehavasi b'maznayim yisru yacht. Oh, my Rav, afra lepume de'iv. That if you think carefully at what Eve said, he deserves that offer should be put in his mouth. Now, Pashup Shad in the Pasuk, what Eve was saying is, he said he had so much yisurim that if you put all his yisurim on one side of the scale, one side of the maznayim, and the chayil hayah on the other side of the Maznayim, his Yisurim would outweigh all the Chayil Hayam. But the Gemara was answering the Pasuk a little bit differently. What he was really saying was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why don't we take my Yisurim and put it on one side of the Maznayim, and then all my mitzvahs and Masim Toivim and Averis put on the other side of the scale, and let's see which one is going to weigh at which. Meaning, am I being judged fairly? Or perhaps I'm being punished for things that I don't really deserve to be punished for. And it's regarding that beer in the Pasuk that Rav commented, Afra lepume de'if, klum yesh evich mechiach his rabbi. Is that the way you, chavrusa klap ishmai, this is the way you talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Lo yesh beinenu mechiach yoshes yodei al shanenu. Amar Rav, Rav teached the Pasuk that Eve was telling Hashem, why don't we bring an arbitrator and let him sit down, let him hear my side of the story, and then let him hear your side of the story, and let's see whether or not you're judging me fairly. And again, Rav said, afro lepume de'if, klum yesh eved, shemechiach his rabbi, what, you're taking your adon to court? You're summoning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bris karati le'enai. Uma es boinen al besula. Amar Rava afre lepume de'iv. What Iev was saying was that I was kairis bris with my eyes, that I would never look at a besula. I would never look at a woman that's not my wife. And Rava said again, afre lepume de'iv. Because Iev ba'ach ronaisa. His godless is that he didn't look at a woman that wasn't his wife. Avram, afilu b'didei lo yistakel. Avram didn't even look at his own wife. Dechsev hinei no yodati ki ishi yifas marat. Michlal, you see from there, the mikar le have a yodat. Up until that point, he didn't know what Sarah looked like. So he was much greater. Avram didn't even look at his own wife. So we're being teveya from Eev, a very high madrego. But you see the Satan Hashem, we're comparing Eev to Avram. So as great as Eev was for what he said he did, but it still doesn't come to the madrego of who Avram Avinu was. Incidentally, the Marsha, often quoted Marsha, Marsha asks the Kasha, how could Avram Avinu not look at his wife Sarah? The Gemara says in the beginning of Perek Ish Mekadesh, also the Adam Shikadesh, Isha Chirena, not allowed to be Mekadesh woman until you see her. The Marsha's right here on this Gemara. This is where he asks the Kasha. And the Marsha says two truths. One truth the Marsha says is that of course Avram saw Sarah. Avada he saw her. But this was many years later. That you were able to retain your beauty after all these years. That's what he was surprised by. But of course, at the time he saw, alternatively, says the Marsha, this works very nicely with what I myself said, says the Marsha, Masechtis, Yevamis, Daf Kuf Amid Beis, that even though Avram kept Kol HaTorah Kula, he only kept Kol HaTorah Kula after he was Gemalit. But before his Bris Milah, he didn't keep the Torah. And being that this happened before the Bris Milah, so if he didn't keep the Reises, he certainly didn't have to keep this Halach of Asul Adam, Sheikadesh Isha, Achirena. I saw in the Chassam Sofer, it's in Teres Moshe, in Parashos Lech Lecha. He brings the Marsha's Kasha, and he says, how is it possible that Avram never saw Sarah? He now let it be Mekadesh Isha, Ad Sheyirena, says the Chassam Sofer. Avada Avram Avinu saw Sarah. But Avram Avinu was so careful with the Shmir Sinayim that he never saw a woman that wasn't his wife. So, he saw Sarah, but how would he know that Sarah was extraordinarily beautiful? He had nothing to compare her to. There was no frame of reference. The only woman that he had ever seen that the Chassam Sofer was Sarah. But now when he came to Mitzrayim, and the Mitzrayim was Shtufei Zima, it was inevitable, says the Chassam Sofer, Moli Mikra Kosov, that he was going to see other women. So now already he chapped how beautiful his wife Sarah is, and that's why he said, Ati Yadati Ki Ishi Yifas Mara. I heard years ago, I heard this from Yisrael Reisman, I think he said it over from the Noam Elimelech, that the Noam Elimelech said that Avram Avinu was taka careful to never look at his wife Sarah. But we know that Mitzrayim was shtufei zima. And when a person goes to a place where they do averis, the makam itself could be goyer. It can have an effect on someone that walks there. Avraham Avinu went into Mitzrayim. Epis Vasi was nichshol. Kefi madregasa. Where was he nichshol? That he looked at his wife. For so many years he didn't look at her, now he did. Somebody else would have been nichshol on a much crazier level. But where it affected Avraham was on that dake dakus, that now he looked at his wife, ati adati. Again, zokta gemar vayter, kol ha'onu vayelach, kein yoyred, sha'or lo yala. Another ambiguous pasuk in Sefer Ezra. What does that mean? Oh my Rava, mikan shekafar iyo b'tchias ha'meisim. Because what did Iyev say? Just like a cloud comes and goes, a person goes, he's buried, and he's never going to come up. What do you mean he's never going to come up? What happened to Tchias HaMesim? He can't talk to Gemara that Eev was kofrin Tchias HaMesim. Asha b'sa'ar yeshufenu v'hirba p'tza'ay chinam. Amar Rabba, Eev b'sa'ar cheref. Eev was mecharif HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the word sa'ara, u b'sa'ar heshivu. And when Hashem responded to Eev, he responded with the word sa'ara. B'sa'ar cheref t'chsev, asher b'sa'ar yeshufeni. And this is a classic Gemara that the Bali Musar used to say over. Oh, Malafan of Ribbeinu Shel Olam, Shem Ruach Sarah Avel Lefanecha. Maybe there was a storm that passed by you and it confused you. V'nischalef lecha bein Eev la'ayev. And really, everything that you were supposed to do to Ayev, enemy, and instead you did it to Eev. So maybe there's a little bit of a mistake. There was a glitch in the system that came about as a result of this storm. B'sara Hashivu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded with the word Sara, D'chsev Ayan Hashem Es Eev, Min HaSa'ara V'ayoymer, Ezer No Kegever Chalotzecho, V'esh'olcha V'havi. So what exactly was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response? Zok to Gemar. Amal, Har B'nim B'rosi V'adam. Hashem turns to Eev and he tells him, I created many hairs on a person. Every hair comes out of its own hole, its own pore inside the person's body. And it's very important that two hairs shouldn't come out of the same pore. It could cause a person to go blind. I know to be medaktik in every single chutasaira on every single living creature in the world. And loy nischalafli. I never get that wrong. Ben Eev la'oyev nischalafli. Something as big picture as Eev, or is it Oyev? That I would confuse. And Hashem continues, mi pilag lashefek tala. What does that mean? Habriti b'brosi b'av. Because Baruch Hu told Eev that I created many drops of rain that come from the clouds. V'chol tipa v'tipa b'brosi b'av tfus b'fnei atzma. Each drop comes out of its own tfus, its own channel, where it's supposed to come from. Kidei shlo yushtei tipin yoytzim tfus achas. And it's very important that two tipin are not going to come out of the same tfus. Shomol yushtei tipin yoytzim tfus echad. Mitashto shay sarat to destroy the land. V'inam yitziya peiroiz. Be'in tipa l'tipa l'inas chalavli. So Hashem tells Eev, I didn't confuse one tipa and the other tifa, ben Eev, Oyev, l'schalavli. Do you think I would confuse Eev and Oyev? My mashma, says the Gemara, the high ta'ala, lishn the tfus. So how do you know that ta'ala, that's the word that we're darshaning, that pasuk in Eev means this tfus? Amar Rabbi Bar Shel, d'chsev ayas ta'ala, kiveis asayim zer. V'derel chaziz kaz, Hashem continues. Har b'kaz, brasi b'oven, I created many sounds of thunder that come out of the shamayim. V'chokoyl v'kol barasi l'shvil b'fnei atzma. Each sound of thunder has its own shvil, its own road, its own path. It's very important that two koilos don't come out of the same shvil. It could be so loud that it could destroy the world. Ben Eev, Le'ev, Neschalifli. And Hashem continued further. He said, Hayodato, Eis Ledes, Yali Sola, Chilula, Yolis Tishmer, Ye'ela Zu, Ye'ela is a mountain goat. Achzoris Albanel, it's a big achzer on her children. She gives birth, but doesn't love her children. B'shasha keiras, when she loledes, oyla l'roshah, she goes to the top of a mountain. K'dei sheyipo mimen v'yomis, because she wants that the child should come out of her guf, and it should fall down the mountain. V'animaz melo nesha, said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I prepare a nesha, an eagle. Shem mekabli b'chnofam, it catches this baby with its wings. U'manicha l'fanem, brings it back to its mother. V'l mole maktim rega echad. If the eagle would be off by one moment, the child would die. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu continued. He gave him a fifth mashal. The ayala, her womb is very, very narrow. And when it's time for her to give birth, a snake comes. It causes her womb to open up, and that's how she's able to give birth. if the snake would come a second too early. Or a second too late, Yad Mesa, the Ayala would die. Ben regular, regular, nischalifli, ben Iev, la Oyev, nischalifli. And then the Pasuk says, Iev, loy bedas yadaber, udvarav loy bahaskel. Iev, what you said now is not very smart. Amar Rava, Rava said, mikanshe and other nitfas b'shas tzair. That you see that we can't have such tainas on what a person says when he's in a matzav of tzair. Hashem was very subtle. He was very kind to Eve, despite the fact that Eve started questioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Perhaps you made a choice between someone Eve and someone Oyev, but the response was very soft. And the reason is, she'en adam nitfas, because you can't really have a taina on what a person says b'shas tzarei. Of course, this is a chazal that the Mesilas Yesharim brings in the beginning of Sefer Mesilas Yesharim. When Ravel came to Yaakov and said, Havel Ibanim, so Yaakov got very upset. So Chazal say, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYaakov, Kach Oynen Esam Ukas, that's how you speak to somebody that's Bitzar. Of course you're right, Yaakov. And of course Rachel's wrong, Havali Banim. Avada Yaakov wanted to have children with Rachel. But Kach Oynen Esam Ukas, where's she coming from? She's coming from a place Bitzar. She sees her sister, Seknaktach, and she's Nebuch B'Yazurim. So that's why she said it. Ein Adam Nitvas B'Shas Tzarei. Vayishmu Shloishes Rei Iyav as Kol HaRoh Azoy. So this is the beginning of the third parak of Iyav, where his friends hear all the terrible things that happened to Iyav. Vayavoyu Ishmim Koimai. And they all came to visit him. Elifaz Ateimani, Ubildad Hashuchi, V'Tzeifar Hanamasi. These three friends of Iyav were mentioned right in the beginning of the Gemara. Yesterday's daf that discussed Iyuv as three of the seven Nevi'im Me'umay Sa'olam that prophesied. Vayivadu Yachtav, Lovei Lodin Do Nachman. They all arrived at the same time. Ma'i Vayivadu Yachtav, Amar Rav Yudam Aram, Lama Shenichlas Zekunam Asharechav. They all came at this Tano, Bein Kol Echav Echav, Shalish Me'ez Parsi. They didn't all live in the same development. They lived in three other sides of the world. And they all showed up at the same exact moment, says the Gemara Minavi Yadu. How were they able to be Mechavim the Shois that they all literally arrived at Iyuv at the same time? Ikad Amri some say, Klila Havalahu. Each one of Iyuv's friends had a crown. And the crown had the faces and the names of the other three people. So this was a group of friends, four people. Iyuv, Elifaz HaTeimani, Bildad HaShuchi, and Sefer HaNamasi. And they all have this crown that has the faces of the other ones on it, and when something bad would happen to one of the chevra, the appearance of that person on the crown would change. So they all saw it at the same time. They knew there's trouble at the ranch, there's a problem, so they all go together to visit Eve. Some say Iloni Havalahu. They had trees, right, and so they all go and arrive together. Thank you. The Ikadami, and some say Ilna Havalahu. They each had trees that were planted on behalf of each one of their friends. V'kivan the kam shu havayadi. And if something bad would happen to one of the trees, like it would wither, they knew that something must be wrong. Amar Rava, handed Amri Inshri, Oy chavra ki chavri de'iyev. Either you should be zoicha to have friends like Eev's friends, Oy misuso, or better you die. V'yiki heichala adam lorev al pnei adama, ubonois yodu lahem. This is a pasuk not in Eev, but this is a pasuk in Bereishis. Rabbi Yechanan, Amar Rabbi Yechanan said, Revia bala ilam, that when the banos were yuldu lahem, Revia came to the world. Meaning, it was very good for period Revia, as if to say daughters are better than boys for period Revia. What's the pshat? Rashi says because girls mature earlier than boys, so a girl is shayach to Puravu at a younger age than a boy is. Masha says that it's Doichik Rashi's pshat. So Masha says a different pshat. He says because one man can have many children from many wives, a woman is limited in terms of how many children she can have. So a man is needed less for Perivirivya in a sense than a woman is. You need more women because each woman is more limited in terms of what her capacity is for childbirth. As a result, when the Banais were born, it was Reviya Bala Oilam. Rish Lakish had a different shaft. He said Meriva Bala Oilam, not Reviya Meriva, because of the fighting that goes on sometimes between husbands and wives. I am the Marsha. Amalei Rish Lakish Rabbi Yechanon. Lidi Dachtam Reviya Bala Oilam. According to you, that holds Reviya Bala Oilam. Mipnei Maloi Nichpalu Banaisav Shaliyev. So Eve lost seven sons and three daughters. And then at the end of the story, Eve gets bracha. It has a very happy ending. And he gets all his money back. Kefil kefly. And not just that, tachas the fact that he had seven sons, he was zoicha now to 14 sons. But he wasn't zoicha to more daughters than he had previously had. All he had was three daughters. So why did he get kefil on the boys
and he didn't get kefil on the girls. So bishloim, if you hold that banis on meriva b'la'olam, okay, so that's a pshat. But if it's reviya b'la'olam, then shouldn't he have gotten kefil on maloi? Rabbi Yechon told Rish Lakish, nihidalei nichpalu b'shemris. It's true that he didn't get twice the amount of daughters, meaning he had three, and at the end of the story, he only got back three, but they were twice as beautiful as they'd been previously. Yamima, why was she called Yamima? She was as beautiful as the day. Moira Kitzia was one of the Samamone Akteris. So she was smelled like the Kitzia, Karen Afuch, Ami Debe Rav Shelo, Shedaimel Karen of the Keresh. She was like the horn of a Keresh. Machaycha Labu Marov, Karen of the Keresh Lakusi. That's not a nice thing. That's an ugly thing. Elam Rav Chizdo, Kekurkama Derishka Bemine Shnevek Yisikri Bapuch. She was like a certain herb. It's very beautiful. Either way, so even though it wasn't Nichpalu B'Shemois, but it was Nichpalu Be Yoifi. One last Gemara, Rav Shimon B'Rebi, Yisialdele Bart, Rav Shimon B'Rebi, had a girl. He had chalish sadas. He wanted to have a boy. His father, Rebbe, told him, why are you so upset that you had a daughter? Revia balaylam. Girls bring revia to the world. So Bar Kapara told Rav Shimon Berebi, tanchumin shel hevel nichamecha avuch. I know your father was trying to make you feel good. He was trying to console you, but it was tanchumin shel hevel. The world has to have scharim and it has to have nekevis. Meaning it's inevitable that someone's going to have boys. And someone's going to have boys. Girls. Ella ashrei l'mishabon of scharit. Oy loy l'mishabon of the capes. And yev shaloyin b'lay basa b'lay bursi. Likewise, it's impossible to have a world without a basam, someone that sells perfume, and without a bursi, someone that works as a tanner. Ashrei mishum nasei busmi. Oy loy l'mishum nasei bursi. So it's true. It brings reveal oylam. And there's a purpose for girls on this world. We understand that. But why do you have to be the one? Why couldn't you have the scharim? Ashri l'ban of scharim. Oy loy l'mishabon of nekevis. I'll just conclude with one dvar agoda, and that is, we had here a whole blot and a half gemara that deals with the incredible story of Eve. It's interesting that the one very well-known Gemara about Eve that wasn't quoted anywhere over here in Bava Basra is Gemara Masechta Sota Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, where when Paris went to his Yoyetzin and he said, Hovan is Chakum Aloy, so Chazal says, Sholish Hoyu Ba'isa Eitza, that Paris had three Yoyetzin, Bilam, Eve, and Yisroi. Bilam Sheyoatz, Bilam, who told Paroi, go forward with your horrible decree. Nerak was killed. Eev Sheshasak, Eev that was quiet, needn't be Yisurim. He was punished with Yisurim. Yisroi Shebarach, Zochu Mibnei Bonav Sheyoshko Belishkas Hagazes. He was Zoich that his grandson sit Belishkas Hagazes, Shenemar, Umishpacha Yisoyfrim Yoishve Yaivitz, Heima, Hakonim Haba Machmas Avi Beis Rechav Iksiv Bnei Keni Chosem Moshe. So the Gemara here in Sotei Yud Aleph Amud Aleph tells a little bit of the rest of the story regarding Eve. That the reason Eve was punished is because he was one of Paro's three Yoyetzim. He was a very important person. He was a dignitary, as is very clear from the Psukim. And he was Shasak. So on the one hand, he wasn't like Bilam, he wasn't Yatz. But at the same time, he wasn't Barach like Yisroi. He was Shasak. And as a result, he was Nidabi Yisur. Tidur Reb Chaim Shmulevitz Sicha says, if you'd ask me, I would think that Eve's punishment was much worse than Bilam's punishment. Bilam was killed. They pulled the plug in 1 minute. He was dead. Eve had to suffer through a life of Yisurei Eve. So how could you understand that Bilam, who was Yaatz, got, it seems, the lighter punishment? Eve, that was only Shasak, he was in the Yisurim. B'chaim Shmulevitz said that Amal Akasha is such a stark Akasha that it's Muchach, that not that we have to find the Teretz to the Akasha, but that there's a toyus with the kasha. He says, an ishkan kasha. He says, the only reason we think it's a kasha is because we don't appreciate the value of life. If the purpose of life is to enjoy life, you're right. Eve got a really bad deal. But if the purpose of life is because yofa kuris ruach, me oilam hazeh, mi kol anoyis oilam haba, that a sha'achas in oilam hazeh, a person could be kind of so much, at the end of the day, Eve was still alive. And he was still able to accomplish. Bilam lost everything, and as a result, what Bilam got was a lot worse than what Eve got. So you do the Briskarov. The Briskarov said that it was a midah keneged midah. He said, because what does a person do when he has Yisurim? He screams. He yells. As a tutvei shreitman. Hat the Briskarov gezog. Eve was shasak. You know what that meant? It meant that it didn't hurt. Because had it hurt, falt a geshrigin.
Mida keneged mida, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him Yisurim to show him. As ben tutvei shred. But I'll just tell you one interesting hoysofa to all this, and that is, we'll end on a positive note. So Bilam was Yatz Nerak, Iev was Shasak, Nidim Yisurim, Yisroi that was Barach Zochum ibn Ebonov Sheyoshva Belishkas Agazus. What was he zeichet to? He was zeichet to have a son of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, was Shevet Levi, and from him you had the Levian Kayhanim that sat Belishkas HaGozes. So my brother-in-law Yaakov Mel told me a very nice pshat. He said, Vosep is Yoshfu Belishkas HaGozes. This is be Makdim, that Bris they say over that Raberl said that what was the Gzera of Para? Havanus Chakmalon. Kol HaBen HaYulad HaYoyret HaShlichut. That any son that's born, any boy that's born, you throw him into the yard. The daughters can live. It's the sons that we're going to kill. So Vayiru, Vayikiru, Mialdis Asalikim, but we know that the Mialdis feared HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayaslan Batim. What were the Batim? So Rashi says, they were Zoicha to Bate Kuhuna, Bate Levia, and Bate Malchus. Adraberal Gazok, what was the Mida Keneged Mida? He says, Pari didn't want to wipe out Klai Yisrael. If he wanted to wipe out Klai Yisrael, he would have had to kill the girls. Because we know that what makes you a Jew, when your mother's a Jew, you're a Jew. Your father's Jew doesn't make you a Jew, it's when your mother's a Jew. What did Pari want to do? He wanted that there should be no Jewish fathers, meaning that there should be no yichus. What was the midah keneged midah? Vayiki yarami aldas esolikim. Vayaslan batim. Batik huna. Batik levia. Batik malchus. They were zeichet to yichus. That's what they were zeichet to. Midah keneged midah. They preserved the yichus of Klal Yisrael. As a result, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them back yichus. Because that's ultimately what was at risk. What was at risk was yichus. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave that back to them. So Yaakov told me, very geshmak. He says, the Rambam says that we know the Sanhedrin used to sit Belishka Sagot. Bezden Agadol Hayoyishem Belishkas Agazes. The Iker Maseim Hatoder. What was Iker Maseim? Shein Yoishvin V'Donin Asakohuna. Why would they Belishkas Agazes? Because they were Dan the Kayhanim Uboitkin Asakayhanim Biyuchsin Ubemumen. To see whether a Kayan number one is a Meyuchis, whether he's a Roy, is he really a Kayan? You have to do a background search. Is he someone that can really do the Avoda? And also have to make sure that he's not a Baal Mum. Bill. Yisroi was Barak. Yisroi didn't want to have anything to do with the Havanas Chakmaloi. He was the one that stood up Keneged the Gzeira of Kol HaBen HaYulad HaYoyret HaShlichu. He was the person that stood up to make sure that we're going to maintain the Yichus of Klal Yisroel. Just like the Miyaldis was Zoicha to Yichus. Vayaslan Batem Batei Kuhuna Batei Leviya Ubatei Malchus. Yisroi himself was Zoicha that the Leviim one day they would sit Belishkas HaGozos. And what would they do Belishkas HaGozos? Loshen HaRambam Yoishvin V'donin Es HaKuhuna Ubaitkin Es HaKeihanim B'yuchsin. Mida Keneged Mida. He would play a role to make sure that the Avoida was being done by Mishpacha Yismiyuchasa Yishvayim.